It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. You won't be able to buy alcohol at self-checkout aisles in California grocery stores beginning January 1st. Steve Milne has more on this new state law.
Democratic State Assemblywoman Fiona Ma wrote the law, which she says is intended to make it harder for teenagers to get beer, wine, and hard liquor at self-service checkouts.
It is very easy to either trick the system, clerks don't come over to check a person's ID, easy to swap certain bottles out, or just not even scan a product altogether.
But the California Grocers Association calls the law a solution looking for a problem. The group's president, Ron Fong, says safeguards were already in place.
When you approach a self-assisted and you purchase alcohol, it locks the system. And it requires a human interaction to come over and do a visible check to see if you're overage.
The new law is supported by Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the California Police Chiefs Association. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
In other youth news, beginning on January 1st, California will extend benefits to children in the state's foster care system beyond the age of 18. That's because of a new law authored by Democratic Assemblyman Jim Bell and enacted in 2010. Bell says the current 18-year-old emancipation age comes too early for many foster teens who are not yet ready to take care of themselves.
They have a thing called couch surfing, moving from family to family or friend to friend until they wear out their welcome. It's a tough life, and it's a life that leads to a lot of problems, and we want to avoid that and prevent that.
The law extends foster care benefits until a youth turns 19 this coming January, 20 a year later, and finally the age of 21 the year after that. Bell says he believes the federal funds will make the program revenue neutral for California. Find these and other stories on our NorthBayVoice.org website. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.